doing well. Thank you so much. I was supposed to chat and write down stuff in the Etherpad, but you guys accommodated me very nicely, swiftly, efficiently, in spite of my quirky last-minute requests.
Yeah, but that's okay because, well, it's funny that you talk about accommodating you and doing all the things we need to do because, frankly, your talk is about getting things done, and you've mentioned the book, obviously, but the philosophy of getting things done is ultimately what we've been applying with Emacs Confirm so that when we have curveballs thrown at us, like you've done right now, we can accommodate them because we made sure that everything else was done. So, we'll move to questions, and I invite viewers to go to the pad, to the Etherpad that is on IRC and also on the talk page, and put your questions over there. But first, I wanted to make sure, Bala, that if you had anything that you could not include in your presentation, just to give you some time to mention them now if you want.
I think I mentioned most of what I wanted to convey. I wanted to keep it general with whichever format people are comfortable with, whether it's org mode, whether it's plain text, whether it is docx. I wasn't in fact, I was speaking to one of my friends and he said, "Hey, I use Google Sheets to note down everything, all the tasks that are coming my." I said, "Suit yourself, whatever is." So in that way, this methodology or whatever the way which we follow is quite flexible. The system is quite flexible in whichever way you want to use it. Go ahead and use it. That's but start emptying your teacup. That will be my first and foremost. Yeah, I have nothing else to add per se.
Okay, cool. So we start with the first question, and I'll be reading the questions to you. And just so we know, we
Okay.
have about 8 minutes of Q&A until we need to move to the next talk. All right, so first question, what is Twiz?
Okay. This is a Russian methodology. It's pardon my, I mean, poor Russian, but it translates to theory of inventive problem solving. So that's what it translates to. What it is it is said that all the inventions problem solved so far in humanity, if you can categorize them, they fall into exactly 40 principles. That's one of the core tenets in theory of inventive problem solving. Also, that creative people have a process they follow in defining a problem and solving a problem. So this is what I was trained in a company that I work for, and I started using it and started applying it. So creative process starts with defining a problem and solving a problem in a very systematic manner, and you can be as creative as the creatives that we know about, as the methodology talks about. So that's what TRIZ is, theory of inventive problem solving. There is a lot of open source literature like we have in Emacs. It's the same way with TRIZ. People share are very generous, and you can learn about it. It can be useful for what in the core of our talk also is that many a times we face conflicts. That is, I don't want to spend a lot of time figuring out a system like this. However, I want everything in one place. How can that happen? So start little by little is one suggestion I have. Don't and this is also a contradiction we have, right? So we need to spend a lot of time to set up things before we can start organizing our life, but there's not a lot of time because we haven't organized our life, so we don't have. That's a conundrum or a contradiction. That's what TRIZ methodology is about, to identify that this is a contradiction and we have to resolve it, not compromise. So resolve it in a manner that gives you enough time to set up a system and enough time, free time to enjoy your life or focus on a project and be present when you're working with something. So that's what the crux of the methodology is.
Okay, splendid answer. Thank you. Moving on to the next one. Thank you for this talk. Very interesting. One of the things that frustrates me about modern web development is the rate of churn when it comes to useful knowledge. I think Emacs can help to counteract against this by building lasting tools where mastery can be built. Do you agree that learning similar but different things again and again is ultimately wasted bandwidth? What can we do as technologists to push back against this?
Yeah, this an interesting one because I mean I'm like everyone else where a new package shows up. You know, Sacha, I mentioned that in my talk also, the first introduction. Sacha Jua's newsletter is amazing. It has all these new things coming up and new developments coming up. Same thing with web dev, I guess. You have new things coming up. So you want to learn that new thing. However, you need to also be aware that there are so many other projects and hobbies or life that's also waiting for you. And it's not a balancing act, but if you pay attention and be present and give whatever is in front of you its full attention, then look back and connect. That's an interesting way because hindsight is 20/20. Use it to your advantage. So I don't know. You don't want to push back against this because some of it is just amazing because the things that you think is a waste of time and it's a distraction right now could potentially be. I'm not saying it will be because there are things that are truly a waste of time that could truly potentially tie back to something and be really helpful. I can give an example from our Emacs part of my life. I was experimenting with CSS and cascaded style sheets and how I can customize it to, use it in org mode export. Okay, seemed like for me at the time, it seemed like a waste of time. I was spending so much time. And then I parked it. I didn't do much about it later. But then one of my students said, your slides are too bulky for me to scroll through to get to exactly what I am looking for. I was using the reveal HTML and I used to pass on the link before. And the student sort of hinted at a handout. Okay. And now that's not easy with the reveal JS framework. It's rather tricky. At least I couldn't figure it out. But then it occurred to me that, hey, wait a second. I've already looked at this CSS thing and maybe that'll help. And it did help. I can drop in the name of the tool that I use now. It's called VZ Print. Let me use the, I don't know if some, if you can look it up. VZ Print, WEASY Print. That's what it's called. And that's mighty useful. That's really, really useful. You can customize it. You can change everything. I think I can even, I'll probably even share the code later on. Really useful, and I've been able to. So what seemed like a waste of time is actually something that became useful later on. But there are several other things I have truly wasted and it's not been useful because I couldn't connect the dots. So perhaps the mindful wasteful of time, so that you look at something and see how to connect back, like the Zettelkasten that everybody talks about. I don't use it, but I like the idea that you look at it, keeping in mind that you could probably connect to something later on. Perhaps. Just try it out.
Okay, great, Bala. Sadly, we are a little short on time to answer all the questions that we have. I see three questions currently that can still be answered. And I don't think any of them would be answerable within just 1 minute. So what I suggest we do, Bala, feel free. Do you have access to the pad on your end?
Yes, I do. I do. I have it here.
Okay, cool. I'm putting the link on BBB just in case you need to review it. We're going to leave the room open. By the way, if anyone in the crowd wants to join so that they can ask the question directly with a voice to Bala, feel free to do so. The links are on the website. But Bala, if no one shows up, if you could just answer the three questions that we haven't covered yet, actually, well, three questions, because Sasha just put the link right there. That'll be lovely. And we'll make sure that the entire Q&A finds its place into the website afterwards. How does that sound for you?
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you so much. I'll do make sure that I will have the answers there, but I'm going to wait here for some time so that somebody can join.
Okay, sure. Any last word in 10 seconds for the public?
Well, empty your teacup and enjoy your life.
Splendid. Thank you so much, Bala, for coming in again to Emacs on this year. And hopefully we'll be seeing you next year with further talks to discuss.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, and right now we'll be moving to the next talk of the day in about 5 seconds. Thank you again, Bala, and see you later.
Bye.
All right, we are off air. So Bala, I'll need to move to make sure that everything is working for the next talk. So do as we said, and everything will be fine.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye, sure. Bala.
Bye, bye, Leo. Okay. Hello, everyone. Do you want me to answer a question? I'll be happy to answer that. You want to discuss something? You want to share something? I'm here for that. Please let me know. Okay, I'll hang around for another 5 to 10 minutes. Please let me know if you have any questions, or if you're the ones who ask those questions, also please let me know.
Are you there?
Hi, yes.
Some tips I've found for getting things done using Emacs for this stuff is like four separations. You have like your Zettelkasten, your getting things done, and then beyond that, you have like dailies and global. Daily Zettelkasten would be journaling. And then, like global or daily getting things done, I generally like doing it in a week, and then splitting the like core tasks, secondary tasks, unplanned tasks, because those are good categories. And I like what you
Sorry?
do things like that at all? Or have your separations like the better casting versus the getting things done? Or is
Right,
that the
right, right.
question?
That's very interesting, yes. A daily log and a weekly log, that's really helpful. I've also been trying to do that, but not being able to successfully do a daily log plus a weekly log. So I gave up on the daily log part of it because it seemed to be like a lot of overhead for me. So I just switched to a weekly review where I would log what's going on and how it is. But it's also interesting to see how it connects back to something that we've already worked on or we've already learned somewhere, which is essentially using the Zettelkasten method. I probably want to try that a bit later on also. That's a great suggestion. Nice idea.
Oh, so some of the reason for the separation would be with the daily log, like versus the title would for the journal would be automat would be the day and starts blank. And then so if you have a stray thought, if you know it can go straight into your Zettelkasten, it goes into your Zettelkasten. If you don't know where it goes into your journal. And then same thing for like the week is like your weeks always start empty. Well, so like if you have your core task, like if it goes beyond three, it's probably not a core task. So it gives you the idea of like, did I actually do what I wanted to yesterday rather than getting 20 things done that I don't really care about that much?
Yes. True, very true. Yeah. Nice thought. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah, I've been let's say a start, and many times I've started on Zettelkasten, with little notes. They have these fleeting notes and permanent notes. I've tried many of those, but somehow it's not sticky for me. I've not been able to continue that practice.
Yeah, I've got multiple attempts of using these systems, but becoming too big or complex. Like, I don't know where to put a new piece of information. So then I throw the whole system away. And I make, right. So that this is my favorite iteration that I've done so far. I'm sure it'll change with time.
Okay, I see. Yeah, I tried with this tool a lot. I like the way their baby log works, that it has an embedded, you just have a timestamp, and then you embed something from another project, and when you go to the project page, the same thing shows up there in the log also. I wanted to take that feature and have that in my automated setup. I'm not well-versed enough to get that setup going, because I like that, with that anything I enter in the daily log should show up in my project log also, and vice versa, because I want to execute on my project. I need that notes where I'm looking for.
Plus, a key feature of that is, like, with Logsec, you just have a button that says, go to today, not, so you don't think about it, and it always starts empty. It's that blank sheet that's always in front of you. One of the things that I used that before, and like one of the things I really wanted was, I want this, but I want it for like getting things done on my journal. I want two separate ones.
Okay. Thank you. Super. Yeah. Yeah, I like the. Also, I'm trying to see how to create pages quickly from within org mode. I know we can do the square bracket things and enter, and it should go into a new page, but it's not as seamless as in Logseq or Obsidian. So I'm trying to see which way do I do that quickly, so that you don't spend time on organize. Once you have the bigger setup of the folder structures and the to-do, then it's easier to integrate it. But if I'm starting from a beginner's point of view, it's rather tough for them to set it all up, because the setup costs are very high in terms of having the system first and then start with this. Or like you said, you know, we could also start with a blank sheet and then start filling it up and then see how to link up things and move it around so that it fits into your larger system, or evolve a system as it goes. Don't start with the system in mind, but evolve it, because it then fits into how you are, rather than the you trying to adapt to the system.
So Denote and OrgRealm, they'll have a feature, or so if like Denote, you have a command called, let's see, create or existing note.
Okay.
OrgRealm has an equivalent to that, and what that you use consult with that as you are browsing your notes, you see that. And so, if you're making a new note, like a power generation or something like that, you'll easily see if you have any notes that are in power generation, or like let's say you have something in power. And if you don't, you just go down to where you're just, you know, you don't have anything selected, or so it's your what's in your what your current, so you're not pre-selecting something existing, and voila, now you have a file, and then you have consult, so your preview, so you can preview them as you move up and down the list.
Okay, I see.
And then you also got Emacs org capture to you know, pop up a capture buffer that is blank, that you can tell to go into something like a journal or a GTD inbox. And yeah, this allows you to just make it like, yeah, a specific buffer to do that specific task. I think Protosilus has a video about how to make that into just a pop-up window.
Got it, yes. So that,
like for instance, you're in your browser, you pop it up, jot down your task, press enter, and it's gone.
Okay. Makes sense. Yeah. For me, I wanted to try Denote, but my folder structure, I found it very difficult to move it to a Denote kind of a structure where the folder hierarchy is not as important because all nodes are treated the same. But for me, because I'm focusing on a project, I need only the project files show up. It was tricky for me to, because sometimes I share the folder with my colleagues and who are not on Emacs org mode. So I can't show them all the files, all the notes. I just want that folder to be shared. And they ignore the todo.org that is there because it's not readable for them. So I find it easier to share a folder level or a project level. And that's why I stuck to this format, which is a hierarchy of folders with the todo inside those folders. That works very well for me, particularly keeping in mind that I need to share some folders sometimes with my colleagues. Whereas the Denote with a flat structure or Roam with a flat structure, I find it very tricky to do that.
With Denote, you can actually have, there's a feature called Silos that will allow you to do both. And I think you can make customized commands to go that work only in specific silos. I haven't messed around too much with them. I don't think OrgRoam has anything like that, though.
Yes, I don't think they have that. But I remember seeing Silos. Maybe I should give it another spin and see if that works. Because if it can solve my creating new note quickly from the Denote part itself, while I'm writing the notes itself, rather than go through the org capture, that will really help me in linking back and seeing how it maps to another project that I've already worked on from an archive and then bring it there. I think that's a good idea. I'll look at Silos again.
So also with like the silos, like let's say you were going to use like rip grep on the directory, it would search for everything. You could like intentionally keep your Zettelkasten and your journal separated or in different folders, like so that like if you grep them, or if you wanted to share folder by folder basis, you don't have to be the all in or nothing.
Yeah, that works. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time and for sharing what is really helpful for me. I hope the talk was useful for you.
Yep, thanks for sharing. Have fun with the rest of the Emacs camp.
Okay. All right, then. See you then. Happy Emacs Month to you too. Okay, bye.
Bye.